Tuesday of Easter, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener, and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. In this short account, we read three times that Mary of Magdala was weeping. Why? Because she's so deeply in love with Jesus, and yet she thinks that he is still dead. Notice that, unlike many other accounts in the Gospel of apparition of angels, she's not afraid of the angels. She's not astounded. She's so focused on seeking the Lord. And so she asks them, "They have taken my Lord. I don't know where they have laid him." And then she turns around and sees Jesus, but she thinks is the gardener. And again she says, "Sir, if you carry him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." One wonders, how was she going to take him? But she's not just being practical. She's just so profoundly grieved and bewildered by the events. Here's a woman who was so much in love that she reminds us of the Song of Songs from the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 3, where it says, "Him whom my soul loves, have you seen him?" In this case, Mary has entered like a spousal union mystically with the Lord, very much like we see in the women religious who have entered into this mystical union with Jesus of love. And also Venerable Conchita, who is a wife and mother, she had also this experience of mystical union with Jesus in this great love for him. And so when she goes to cling to the Lord, to embrace him, the Lord says, "Stop holding on to me." Now it's very interesting. It's most likely that she had embraced him like this many times before. And so this time is different. Jesus is bringing about a new way of relating. And so Mary cannot remain in the past reality, because now an even more profound relationship is beginning. For example, if we see the fathers of the church, St. John Chrysostom, he writes in one of his homilies, and I quote, "It seems to me that she," that's Mary Magdala, wish to enjoy his presence still in the same way as before. Mary of Magdala loved Jesus so much, and Jesus loved her. And this love is so great, and now is becoming even more perfected through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so it must be with us. We start in a relationship with Jesus, and at first we don't really understand, and we become more and more enlightened as we ask questions, as Jesus brings us forth step by step into the fullness of this relationship. And then, at the end, Jesus is ready to charge her with a great mission, to send her to the apostles. And that's how she becomes the apostle to the apostles. It was this woman, the first one to see Jesus resurrected, who now goes and announces the good news to the very apostles. And Jesus says, "Go to my brothers." Those brothers had just abandoned him and betrayed him, but by the power of the cross, which is the power of love that overcomes the vision, that overcomes fears, that overcomes betrayal, Jesus calls them my brothers. Tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father. Now, for the first time, Jesus can say this. For the first time, he says, they are my brothers. And to my God and your God, this is the fruit of the passion, death, and resurrection, to draw us to communion into the Trinity. The price has been paid, the communion has become effective, and now this is the good news to be proclaimed. Do you want to enter into this communion, into this relationship? It is available to us as well, even though we have betrayed the Lord and we have sinned. Jesus has paid the price, and we can be his brothers and sisters. When we have become so, like Mary of Magdala, we must also go and announce with courage to others, to those who God has given us, that Jesus Christ is alive, that Jesus Christ transforms our very lives on this earth. So the fruit of the resurrection is not only going to be experienced after we die, but even now, where we are on this earth, the power of the Holy Spirit comes to us, and the prophecy of Ezekiel is fulfilled. We receive a new heart, a new spirit is infused into us, and we become new men and new women, capable of living through all kinds of troubles, through sickness, through violence, through injustices. We can live as the saints live, in the joy of the Lord, in union with the Lord. God bless you.